Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I just am so grateful for the privilege we have to be able to gather together, my spiritual family, and just draw close to the heart of God to hear what He has to say to us through His Word, and that we're able to pray for one another, uplift one another, because I do that every day. I pray for my radio family. Some of you I've never met, you've never written. Nonetheless, we have a common denominator. We have a common goal, I trust, and that is to be all that the Lord would have us be in our own individual lives and to see Jesus glorified in the earth. We are living in the end days. We're living in the closing hours of mankind's history, and what we do is everlastingly important. He's created us and allowed us to be alive at this time. And so, beloved, I want you to sense it. Just in recent days and weeks, I felt such a burden, such an awareness and an understanding of how important every individual member is to the body of Christ. We have to be so careful of a worldly mentality, which has crept into the church. We sometimes tend to think that bigger has got to be better. Well, that's not necessarily true in God's eyes. What we think is great may be a small thing in the sight of God, and the things we count as being very insignificant, God considers extremely important. For example, a mother who is a stay-at-home mom and is rearing her children with love and kindness and the admonition of the Lord, God sees that as something critically important. Now, as far as we're concerned, that's not very earth-shaking. I mean, compared to great evangelists that are out there winning hundreds, thousands of souls to the Lord. But you see, when we stand before the Lord, beloved, it's what you have done to be faithful with what God has given you in your life. And so I just want to encourage you, some of you might feel you're the least of the least, that you don't have anything important to give. You might be really young in years and you're not even sure which direction you're headed, or you may be up in years and feel that your useful, significant, important time of contribution is over and past. But beloved, as long as there is breath in your body, God has a reason for your life. And no matter if you don't have the mobility or you don't have the physical strength, I mean, that's a part of aging, beloved. A time is coming, thank God, we're going to get new bodies. But all of us are subject to the law of death. That's the last enemy that's going to be put underfoot unless Jesus comes. And in a moment and in a twinkling of an eye, we will be changed. But for now, we have a task to do. And I'm on this broadcast to help you and encourage you and pray for you and do all that I can to see that you are successful in your life according to God's terms. That's my heart's desire. And so the general subject I'd like to share about as we draw our hearts close to the Lord, and that is, how can we know the will of God for our personal lives? How can you know that the guidance you receive is really of the Lord? I know when I first came to the Lord back in 1973, I had been out in the world 10 years. I had been raised in a mainline denominational church, but they didn't emphasize reading the Word, and so I really didn't know the Word of God. And in those 10 years, I had no contact with Christianity. In fact, I was determined I wanted nothing to do with Christianity. I was searching for truth. I was just strongly convinced that was not the direction in which to go, in which to pursue truth. And so when I came to the Lord, there were people who were very zealous. They loved God, but, you know, God was telling them this and God was telling them that. And I felt really left out. I thought, Lord, I want to be able to hear your voice. I want to have you speak to me. I want to know. I want you telling me in the morning what I need to be doing step by step throughout the day. Well, as I grew, I began to see the way of the Lord. I'm so grateful that God put me in this ministry so many years ago under Brother Glass. Of course, he wasn't my husband at that time. That was not till 1980. But there was a purity of the anointing. There was a soundness. There was a wisdom. Beloved, that man was led by the Holy Spirit. He never once, never in all those years that I knew him, he was never wrong and about an individual. And of course, that's only the Holy Spirit. And so I just am grateful for how the Lord led me, because I had the example of godly teaching and preaching and wisdom, and was able to see after a point in time that a lot of these people I were so impressed with, they meant well, but it really wasn't God. I could share examples, but I won't. Suffice to say that I began to realize that there was a way that God was leading. And I've looked back over my life, and even though at times I wasn't sometimes certain, I can see God's hand on my life, because I always, 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 always prayed, God, I want your will. I wasn't maybe that smart, but I was smart enough to know his will was far superior to whatever I wanted. So having said all that, let's just join our hearts in prayer. Father, I thank you right now as we're spending this time together. Lord, I feel like we could be nice to just sit on a comfortable easy chair with a cup of tea and just share our hearts and experiences. But Lord, this is the format of major radio broadcasting. And so, Father, understanding those limitations, we know by the Spirit you can make us one. And Father, I pray especially for those who are facing decisions right now. Some of them are very minor. At least they think they're minor. And some are very large. There are life-changing situations about employment, about moving, about children. And Lord, Father, I thank you that you said in your word, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth liberally to all men and upbraideth not, it will be given. Father, we're not double-minded. We know you want us to know your will. And so, Father, I release the divine will of God to be made known to them, and they shall walk in the assurance, in the peace, in the confidence that you indeed are directing them. And that dependency and that leaning upon you shall grow ever more deep and intimate and sensitive. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for it. Beloved, God wants us to know him, not just to know of him, but to know him in a deep and personal and intimate relationship. He's our Father and we're his children. And he does want to lead us, to guide us into all truth. And it is his will. There's no question that he wants us to know his will, his good, acceptable, and perfect will. And God hasn't set us just as a once we get saved, just as a little piece of driftwood floating as a derelict upon the sea of life. No, he's called you and I to an abundant life. But in order for you and me to have that abundant life, we have to know what his will is for us. We have to know how to recognize his voice and to know it is God and not our flesh. Now, why do we want to know his will? Well, it's just, you know, we're children. Kids always, I know I used to just drive my mother and relatives. I was always say, how, why? Tell me why, how come? They could never tell me anything well in advance, because I would exhaust them with questions. But the real purpose for us in knowing the will of God is not just an academic or intellectual feat of understanding, oh, now I know God's will. But it's to obey his will. Oh, that's another matter, isn't it? God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Nor, you know, he hasn't brought us out of sin and death only to lead us into the valley of despair and failure and confusion. Jesus Christ was given so he could set the prisoner free. And I say given because he was and he is the gift of God given to the whole world, which includes the fact that God sent his only begotten Son into the earth, John 3:16. However, when we see the gift of God was so very precious and so pure and without price, we see how very much God really, really, really loves us. God has not forgotten you, beloved. In fact, we're told in Isaiah 49:16, "Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me." And what I'd like to do, we'll start today, but we'll continue on succeeding broadcasts, share some ways in which God does lead us and how we can know that our guidance is truly His will for our lives. God's guidance comes to us first and foremost, and I trust you'll be able to answer, you're right on the same page with me, and that is through the written Word of God, Holy Scripture. As Christians, the Word tells us we can have the mind of Christ. In fact, it's an imperative. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We're to have the same attitude of Christ. If we are in harmony with His Word, then we will have the same attitudes as Christ. Philippians 2:5, again, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So, first of all, through the Word of God, and then secondly, through the inward impressions of the Holy Spirit upon our mind. And sometimes He speaks with literal words we can understand, and sometimes it's just the faintest of impressions, it's just the slightest of thoughts. And as we grow in the Lord, we begin to see, ah, Lord, is that You? Well, beloved, my time has flown by, and we will continue where we left off now on our next broadcast. I invite you to join me. If at any time you can't hear the broadcast live, you may go to www.unveilchrist.org, click on the podcast, listen anytime at your convenience. I invite you also to write and share your prayer requests. The announcer will give our email and our mailing address. You don't have to write much, but if you send email, I will confirm, but then I will prefer to answer you by means of letter. It's a ministry of correspondence that God has blessed wonderfully for over 50 years. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.